On University of Redlands Week, the pandemic has brought the ties between health and social inequalities to the fore. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Nelson, professor of Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies, shows that these links are not new.
The present global pandemic has made apparent that historical links between inequality and healthcare persist. According to the CDC, compared to white Americans, Black Americans have been nearly 5 times more likely to be hospitalized because of COVID-19 and have been 2 times more likely to die. Many experts attribute these disparities to unequal healthcare access. Civil rights movement activists over a generation ago addressed racial disparities in healthcare by fighting for public clinics that would involve the community in clinic services. My research has focused on the Delta Health Center in Mound Bayou, Mississippi, where one of the first federal demonstration projects was founded in 1966. The poor provided and managed much of their own health care, and health workers were drawn from the local population. Feminists also focused on social inequality and health care. Before abortion became legal in the early 1970s, feminist organizations set up underground referral services to help women access illegal abortions. Referral organizations evolved into feminist women's health centers, where, like the community health centers, women involved other women in the provision of their own gynecological care. They called this form of care self-help and encouraged women to learn about their bodies by looking at their reproductive organs to diagnose sexually transmitted infections, abnormal pap tests, or early pregnancy. Despite their focus on health and inequality, white feminists were pushed by feminist women of color to reckon with racial biases, especially medical abuses and forced sterilization experienced by women of color.
That was Jennifer Nelson of the University of Redlands. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.